Welcome everyone. As Hashem continues Shmir Salosh and Shara Zechir Perek Alush number 20. The Chavetz Chaim now turns his attention to the next pasuk in Tehillim Perek Lamed Dalet. It's not the Tehillim share, the Shmir Salosh and share, but the Chavetz Chaim is focusing on understanding the pasuk of Sur Meira Vaasei Toiv. What does Sur Meira Vaasei Toiv mean? Sur Meira, go away from doing evil. Don't transgress. Don't violate the mitzvahs ben Adam Lamakim, the mitzvahs between man and Hashem. So there's a question we can ask, which is worse? Is it worse to transgress, to violate a mitzvah in Adam lechaveira, between man and his friend? Or is it worse to transgress, to violate a mitzvah in Adam lemakom? So we have here in the pasuk, Sur Meira, Va'asei Toiv. Asei Toiv means do good. Do the 248 mitzvahs. Do the 248 positive commandments of Hashem. But what is the pasuk that comes before Sur Meira, Va'asei Toiv? Sur Meira is telling us not to transgress the Averis, don't transgress the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem. So that's referring to Bein Adam L'Makim, man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person Hashem. But before that, we have the Pasuk Yud Gimel. Sur Meira is in Pasuk Tezvav, in Perek Lamed Dalet. But what is it saying, Pasuk Yud Gimel? Mi Ha'ish HaChavetz Chaim, who is the man who is Chavetz Chaim, desires life? Oyiv Yom L'Eres Toiv, Netzur L'Shon Chameira. First, there's a discussion. Bein Adam lechaveroi. The Chavetz Chaim points out, you see over here, what is more important? We have to be careful with the mitzvahs bein Adam lechaveroi first. Not that doesn't mean, chas v'shalom, that you don't do the mitzvahs bein Adam lemakom. But we see that there's a specific attention. Ki hein koidulim shneim. The mitzvahs bein Adam lechaveroi, between man and your friend, a person and his friend, they incorporate, they include both the Ratzon Hashem. Because Hashem is the one who said, don't violate, don't hurt your friend, don't speak rechilus. Shetziva alzeh, Hashem commanded on this, v'gam hu oisa avlo bazila chaveri. And the person's also doing something wrong by harming his friend. So when the person violates a mitzvah ben odom lechaveri, he has to realize there are two things he's doing wrong. He's transgressing the Ratzon Hashem and he's also harming his friend. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Kishol Yinsor L'Shoinei Meira, when the person doesn't guard himself, Yinsor, he doesn't keep his mouth closed, and guard himself from speaking evil, Yisrabe Olov Avoinois Merubim V'Chatoim Atzumim. This person finds himself transgressing very serious Averus, many Averus, L'Mo'oid, Shemishtalshil Al Yidei Ha'oven Ezeh, that come out because of this Avera. What comes out, says the Chavetz Chaim, Ha'inin hazeh shel netzira saloshin, in this protecting, guarding, putting up the guard, that's why we have the mouth, the lips, and the teeth, and then we have the tongue. We have this protection, a double protection. The lips, and then the teeth. And then only then we have the tongue to tell us that we should be careful. Don't just speak what we want to say. If one is not careful to guard his tongue, this is the source and the root of the majority of the averus between man and his friend. Furthermore, concludes the Chavetz Chaim, this that a person doesn't close his mouth is also the major source between the averus bein Adam lamakom, between man and the Kodesh Baruch Hu as well. So we see over here the importance. This is what the Chavetz Chaim is stressing. Of Netzor L'Shon Chameira. Of guarding your tongue from speaking evil. Because it incorporates both Averus Ben Adam L'Chaveroi. And Averus Ben Adam L'Makrim.